Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Here's question number 1. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the embarrassment meter, how bad is the Bears' 30-16 loss to the Ravens?
Number one should be, why are we just now thinking of the embarrassment beater? Why has this not been part of my life, my entire life? Because my life is one big embarrassment meter.
Bears.
So I feel like we need to bring this into all aspects of our shows. Ray, thank you for inventing the embarrassment meter and accurately describing my life.
I wish I didn't have to think of it in these terms, but here we are.
So that said, I guess I'll start with the Bears game, but really it could be applied to many things. At the end of the day, it's still the Ravens, even though it wasn't really the Ravens. It was like Ravens light, where the defense is terrible and you don't know what's happening. They were 1-5, but you knew they were better than 1-5. But still, you had a chance to step on the throats of a reeling team. You dominated that first quarter with a drive that was pretty sweet, but then you couldn't seal the deal. So, embarrassment meter for me is at a 7. 7 out of 10.
Seems high. I don't know. I'd say embarrassment meter. I'm going to put it at a 5, even 5. It's just a moderately embarrassing game.
I mean, like 5 is my baseline.
Well, here's why. Well, then it can't be a 0 to 10 thing if that's
a
baseline.
No, no, no. My baseline is like half embarrassed at all times.
Oh. Just like about everything?
Yeah.
Anything and everything? Okay. That's fair. The reason it's at a 5 is because they lost a game on the road and they didn't get takeaways. What did you think was going to happen? Like, if you don't get takeaways on the road,
convert on your possessions?
I don't think they're there yet. I don't think Ben Johnson's. We're not. If this was the 15th,
don't commit 11 penalties.
If this was the 15th or 14th game of the season, then yes, my embarrassment level with what I saw yesterday would probably be at like an 8 or an 8.5.
Take advantage of the last ranked defense in the league.
I don't think that's an accurate depiction of what we saw, because just like the Bears adjusted out of their bye week, the Ravens with, I don't know, a Harbaugh as the head coach is going to make adjustments out of their bye week. I put it at an even 5 because I knew the Ravens were probably going to play one of, if not their best games of the season in this desperation mode that they were in.
They started Tyler Huntley. They didn't even need Lamar Jackson.
Is that the only reason we're using an embarrassment meter on this? Because I'm not getting the embarrassing to me is the Bears losing to Detroit 52-21.
Exactly. That's
and
why
getting pants.
That was an 8.
That's embarrassing. That's an 8. That's an 8.5. Maybe that's the amount of Bears I gave Layla. Although upon that conversation with Joe Cowley, I might have to take a couple of Bears away from Leila Rahimi after all of that.
Because of his comparison.
So what's your number then?
I have not stopped people from throwing poop at each other.
My number is like two. Like, I wasn't like embarrassed by what happened because it's not like the Bears. Look, we were confident about the Bears. The Bears have won 4 in a row. They're a 4-2 team. But who thought going into this game that pound for pound, the Bears were a better team than the Baltimore Ravens?
That's not the point. You take advantage of them when they're down.
Okay, so there were bad things that happened. But again, embarrassing to me is going the wrong way on an interception. It's putting Doug Kramer in to run a ball and then him fumbling the ball. It's giving up 52 points. There was bad things that happened in this game. But I, as a Bears person and one who grew up as a fan of the Bears, this embarrassment didn't play a role in this one.
That's
for
why
me.
I say it's at a five because, yes, they should be like Caleb Williams should be embarrassed that he didn't outplay a backup quarterback. There are things that are embarrassing about the game, but not to the level where I'm like, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Caleb Williams is not a made man. Like, Anthony Heron just came out here and said that he played well. I don't think he played well in the game. I don't think he's played well for the last 2 weeks.
When you know the pass isn't being caught because of how the footwork is while the ball's still in his hand.
Yeah.
Not a good indicator.
And you're right. And maybe, like, play for play, you break down the tape, you see what he's doing, getting rid of the ball quickly, but you also have to take account for some of the crucial errors that were made and the degrees of different errors, like the two, and they were both deadly drives, the grounding penalties for Caleb yesterday. Again, not embarrassing, though. Bad is the word I would use.
Dino from Mount Greenwood on Twitch might be right.
Uh-oh.
6-7. I said it. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? 6.7?
No, just in the range.
He doesn't get it.
The range. Okay, move on. Abort!
Should I get it?
Number two.
Ask your, you have nieces and nephews.
We'll, we'll explain.
Brody, not only, you're going to take them to Jingle Bash and then you can talk to them.
Okay, that's what I learned. Yeah.
We're right. behind.
Question number two.
There's.
I don't want to ask this question.
Ask it, Robbie.
I don't want to ask it.
Ask it, Robbie!
Ask it!
Robbie!
You have a job to do, Robbie.
Is it Bajent time?
No! Next question.
Marshall?
It is not Bajent time, but I understand why the words Bajent and Tyson have been bantied about over the last 24 hours after seeing what you saw, because you want to believe that one guy can come in and fix all the problems. Is Tyson Bajent the guy that's jumping on the false start? I don't think that would be him. I don't think Caleb Williams is the guy who's doing that right now. I think there's so many issues with this team right now going forward because of the injury portion, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
They're like, hey, we don't have a secondary. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, so like...
Who's on what? Wait, Kyler Gordon is where?
Tyson Bajent doesn't play defensive back. No, that's not the issue right now. That's not what we're worried about in this moment.
I clarify my statement. No... It's Tyson Bajent time every day for Tyson Bajent. You go kill him today. Do some burpees.
You are allowed to be worried about Caleb Williams. You're allowed to be critical of his play. A lot of texters today. We have been critical of his play. Tyson Bajent is not a better option to Caleb Williams. That's it.
You know what, though? There's some elements of the Tyson Bajent game that they need to put in the Caleb Williams game. Like the rollouts. Those need to happen more often. I saw some. I also need to see like a screen rollout. Yeah, that kind of thing.
We talk about change of pace. Like we're really getting into this Tyson Bajent thing. You will see that more than ever if you were to see Tyson Bajent come into the game with the different arm strength and the way that Tyson Bajent has put himself in danger, floating the ball up the middle as he has. So it's not time even for the people who think it might be time. Like Robbie, apparently.
I do not think he has the question. No, yeah. I did not want
to
say.
Sometimes we have to go to the dark place to find the light again.
Number three.
That's poetic. Yeah. Did the Packers win over Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers please you?
What?
No, because it's a Packers win. At this point, the enemy of the enemy is the friend. And at some point in your life, because he had been here for so bloody long, Aaron Rodgers was going to become the friend because he was the enemy of the enemy. And in this case, the Packers getting another dub is not good for the rest of everyone else. By the way, Jordan Love with 20 straight completions.
Yeah, that wasn't great either. Is that more Jordan Love or more the Pittsburgh Steelers defense isn't that good?
The point is, but you still have to complete the pass. Like I just told you about how the Ravens defense was ranked last in the league in many categories or next to last. 20 straight completions? No, that means your execution is good. and the score indicated that as well. Joe Kelly doesn't even want to talk about it.
So 29 for 37, 360 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, no sacks taken for Jordan Love. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, 24 of 36, 219 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, but he was sacked 3 times because, well, you play against Green Bay, you're probably going to get sacked at some point by some guy named Micah. And that's exactly what happened. It did not please me to see the Green Bay Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 35-25. Coming off that loss, the Bears simply needed Green Bay to lose. They need Green Bay to lose a couple more times. And this was an opportunity having to go on the road in Pittsburgh where they could have lost. They did not, however. So, no, it does not please me.
It was displeasing to see Green Bay go to 5-1. Of course it was. It was displeasing to see Jordan Love thrive because still the ultimate nightmare is still that Green Bay could have another great quarterback. I don't think Jordan Love is there, but any little evidence that leads towards that.
Looked pretty great last night.
Yeah, he did look pretty great last night.
His rating was pretty nice.
He was phenomenal last night, but it's not like he's not like that every time. It also bothered me, if I may take this moment too, that the Steelers uniforms look like throwback Packers uniforms, and the Green Bay uniforms from a certain angle look like the Chargers uniform. So I was just all confused, like on just about every snap watching that game. It stings the eyeballs. The other thing too is the Pittsburgh Steelers have now lost 2 straight games. They're 4-3. And Mr. Marshall Harris,
why are you leaning my way? Give me some space.
I'm coming right at you,
can
man.
Can you give me some space?
Humming at you.
It's literally lurching toward
you. I am lurching towards you because you said.
Chair.
The ceiling for the Steelers is to win the Super Bowl. They took another step away from Marshall being right.
Well, I'll say this. There's still 2 games clear of everybody else in that division.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Did you just try to lurch toward him in that chair that has wheels, but the wheels don't work well, so you had to stop?
Yeah, that's what happened. That's why I'm doing this. You know, jerking my body around.
Doing things he shouldn't be doing. The chair was on my side.
Oh, like playing quarterback at 42?
Number 4.
Did I even get his age right?
It sounds like about right. 40. Is Aaron Rodgers 42?
He's 41. He turned 42 on December 2nd.
He's not going to make it through this season.
Wow. What?
Okay. Wait. All right. Wishing harm on guys.
This is such stirring the pot grody mess over here.
I'm saying,
yes, to that Bears game.
You can spontaneously
was he hitting spell himself during the game?
At any time when you're 41.
He gets sacked.
708 seriously. Wants to know why nobody's talking about the big matchup with Bears and Bears 2.
Ooh. While nobody was watching. Yeah, that's right. Bears 2
I
games start at midnight.
I guess this is Bears 2. Yeah. We'll parse that through during the week.
Okay.
Baseball question. According to 670 The Score's Bruce Levine, the Cubs have interest in pursuing Padres right-hander Dylan Cease.
Sick.
Are you on board with the idea of adding Cease to the Cubs starting rotation?
Yes. Cease costs money. How do you feel about money? Do you want to spend it? Do you want to spend it on some other people? I think starting pitching is an excellent way to add. Also, Dylan Cease is not a guarantee, as we know, by any means, but he is somebody who I know will have more innings per outing. I know that he is a gamer when the time comes. Did he have his best outing of the year when he faced the Cubs in the playoffs? No. But as far as Dylan Cease's repertoire and the fact that he was originally in the Cubs system, yeah, they should go after Dylan Cease 100%.
Okay, so Dylan Cease has averaged 221 strikeouts per year for the last 5 seasons. Who led baseball in strikeouts per 9 innings last year? Oh, wait, that's Dylan Cease.
Get it.
So, yeah, power. You need a power pitcher. He is a power arm. And the Cubs have some type of pitching lab where they apparently make you the best you've ever been. Yeah, Dylan Cease, sign him up. Also, is that Kyle Tucker's money?
Yeah, right. I don't know about that.
I don't know that Kyle Tucker's money is on the Cubs. Yeah. Is the issue. Okay.
I do think it would be a cool story, and I think that, yeah, he would certainly be an upgrade to over somebody in that starting staff.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What if they just did like the all redemption team and got like Cease and I don't know, Eloy Jimenez opening somehow is a part of the minor league team and Kyle Schwarber comes back on some ridiculously good contract.
Oh, I love it.
Cease is just
get Quintana if he only signed a 1-year deal with the Brewers.
Where's Gleyber Torres? Get him in here at some point.
Guys, it's a homecoming.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I don't think Gleyber is going anywhere.
I don't think so. I'm just playing the game here.
It is a homecoming a decade in the making. I love it. The man was a six-round pick by the Cubs. Bring him home.
I mean, bring him back. And here's low-key, I was just thinking about this for Dylan Cease. It's not going to happen anytime in the next few years. Wouldn't Dylan Cease make a sick reliever or closer at some point in time?
No, because at that point, you're older and your stuff is different. Like, you would have, theoretically, you have somebody go from closer, I feel like, to starter.
We're not going to have a John Smoltz moment. We're not doing that.
Oh, I think about that for Dylan Cease sometimes.
815, maybe that's Cody Bellinger money. Good call.
Finally. Who would you rather have? Ready? Addendum. Who would you rather have on the Cubs for, let's say, the next 4 years? Kyle Tucker or Cody Bellinger?
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Number five, do we have time for it?
Yeah.
Number five.
Last question here. Raheem Harrison growing a five on it. What's going to happen to Brian Kelly's family? I mean, what's going to happen to...
I'm here with my family.
You could have done this in four simple words. You go there, and if you spent any time watching an LSU game, a half of a game, your four words to the crowd could have been, go Tigers, beat Bama. It was doomed from the start.
Go Tigers.
Doomed. Yes. Ed Ogeron told you what to say. Go Tigers. Here's the funny part. Jeff Goodman posted this yesterday on the social medias. LSU Athletic Director Scott Woodward hired Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. And Brian Kelly at LSU. Both were fired, and the schools have to pay $130 million in guaranteed money. That guy still has a job. Why don't you just throw the money into the street? At least it'd make a difference in somebody's life if they got a 20 here or there. Ridiculous.
I'll just say this. We have gotten out of control with these coach firings and everything else. Yes, he was 5-3 this season. They didn't let him finish it out. But this man has gotten double-digit wins in almost all of his seasons, except for last year when he only got 9 wins. It's the freaking SEC. Like, you're what? If you don't get 10 wins, you just get fired? We got to reestablish.
LSU? Yeah.
But then you're just going to have a revolving door and not be able to build a program. Got to build a program somehow.
I think the money part of this, too, you said it's ridiculous with all these coach firings, but with the money part of it, with players getting paid, with the money that the coaches are making, which we've been talking about for decades, I don't think it is crazy. If they're going to treat these guys like pros, then they're going to have to act accordingly, and that includes getting fired 8 games into the season.
Well, the coaches, I think the standard should be there, absolutely. They're the ones getting paid the most still.
Yeah.
Guys, here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to get to be a head coach of a major program, and then we're going to get fired, okay?
That's my goal in life.
We're securing the bag.
Amen.
My goal in life.
We've secured the bag because I see Ray Diaz out in the hallway.
Opening a bag?
Preparing your anniversary pizza right
That's
now.
That's so nice of him.
It is. He's such a good Ray. Yeah, shout out to Ray. Ray did a lot of work putting together your 10-year broadcasting Chicago anniversary.
Steve Dolinsky's favorite, as I understand, La Briola. So we'll get to that and more coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score. This has offended a lot of people, and we are among the offended. Let's talk about the penalties and the interesting answer from Ben Johnson he gave after the game about them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Bears operating at their own 4-yard line. Manungai in the backfield. Loveland, the motion man, and flags fly.
False start. Offense number 62. After distance to the goal. First down.
They lead the NFL in false start penalties.
Yeah, the Bears' penalty numbers continue to not be good. That was Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt on the call for CBS Sports as the Bears lose 30-16 to the Ravens, and we are analyzing it all day long. Want to remind you, this is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips here in Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score. And once again, the Bears were penalized for a whole mess of a lot of them. Under my digital notebook here, after I wrote what the blank, and I can't say the blank on air, 11 Bears penalties for 79 yards. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
What are we congratulating? Because double-digit penalties is always a bad idea. And it's
Worked
the nature.
So hard they forgot to vacation.
Oh.
Congratulations.
I can't do it.
Got it.
You don't want to lead the league in that.
Was not following you there for a moment, but I'm following you now. And I think the issue here is we've seen this before. And I thought by...
We've seen it every game.
Well, not every game. Not every game. They had a couple of games where the penalties were not a storyline. But my
They had one where they had no false start.
Yeah, but hasn't it been like 3 weeks in a row where Benja... Hey, just imagine if we get rid of those penalties, how good this team can be.
Sounds a lot different after a win, though, doesn't it? Than it does
it
after
does.
A loss.
It was like a throwaway line at the end of the celebration.
No, that's the job. The job is to say, we haven't played a complete game yet.
Of course.
4-2. And that was great. And you can say, hey, imagine how good they would be if they didn't give, 79 yards to the other team.
That's what I was talking about from the beginning about the Vegas win. Like it was a bad win and there was a lot to be learned from it, and the Bears got better after it because of it.
It was not a bad win. It's the NFL. Every win is a win. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, that we shouldn't celebrate the win. It's hard to get wins, man, whether it's your own fault, it's the other team's fault. They had
still
the 11 penalties,
the game.
And three of those penalties led to Ravens first downs straight up. And then several of the other penalties killed drives, killed opportunities for touchdowns on drives, and you're settling for field goals. I think Ben Johnson's got to figure this out. This is his number one thing to figure out right now. Like Caleb Williams, we talk about what he needs to figure out. Ben Johnson has to figure out, how can I make sure that my team doesn't kill itself before the ball's even snapped?
815 on the text line says, let's talk about the penalty that wasn't called on Hopkins that led to the TD that put the game away. Yes, but here's the issue. I think when you are a team that commits so many penalties, we all know NFL officiating isn't good. Like that, I can confidently say that. It's biased. They overlook things. And that's the problem, is refereeing crews will look for the team that they know to commit penalties to commit more.
Yep.
And then you don't get the benefit of the doubt on the other side. I feel like you're beating yourself twice with a lot of these situations.
So you're talking about the unconscious bias then. And
sure.
The play in question, 3rd and 7 from the Baltimore 48. At that time, the score was a one-score game. Ravens were up by a touchdown. So you get a stop there, you get a punt,
yeah,
and you get a chance to tie the game.
Absolutely.
What happens there is the out is hit to Hopkins, who before he catches the ball, puts his hands on the face mask of Nashawn Wright. And that was clearly, to me, offensive pass interference. The officials right there, maybe 3-4 yards ahead of them down the field on the sideline, saw it. Wright pleads his case because he thought the penalty was coming. The flag never comes, and now it's a first down. We know what happens. Derrick Henry ends up in the end zone, a 2-yard touchdown later on that drive.
This exactly brings me to Death Drive 2. I didn't get to this earlier.
Oh, okay.
Death Drive 2, which had a crucial penalty.
Number 2.
Number 2, yes.
In theaters now.
Death Drives 1 and 3 were earlier in the show if you want to check it out. But Death Drive 2 was the second quarter.
So you're not embarrassed by the game. However, there are 3 Death Drives.
Death Drive's very different from embarrassment.
Death Drive starring The Rock.
That seems like a little dissonance. Like,
arguments for that.
How many death drives do there have to be in a game in order for you to have an embarrassment index over 5?
That's fair. I don't have time to think about all that right now, though,
okay,
Layla.
Okay,
Death
sorry.
Drive Part 2, second quarter. It's 7-6 Baltimore. You guys ready for this one? Devin Duvernay, 50-yard kick return. How you doing, everybody?
Yes, he got... you get to midfield.
And there was a grounding. And there was a Death Drive Number 2.
That was the one where I seriously was thinking to myself, how do you not score something?
Right.
Anything.
That's the way it's supposed to work. Duvernay's
got
to be like, what the hell?
You got to midfield. Devin Duvernay left it all on the field.
He did. Except for when he was lined up at wide receiver at the end of the game.
Well, and we realized that was probably because Luther Burden had the concussion that we didn't really know
But it
about.
Did make you go. I mean, I'm glad that we all were like, wait a minute, Duvernay. Oh, yeah, Burden.
No, I typed that somewhere in my angry notes here.
Was it? Do you have death drives?
At what point did your notes get angry? That's what I want to know.
Very early on in this case, because I said Bears receive and start penalty. Josh Blackwell with a hold, and Dominique Robinson is down. This is going great.
Yeah.
So well, that was play number one for me.
That first drive, guys, 12 plays, took 8-10 off the clock, and you end in a field goal because of a Nungai loss of yards and a Mike Green sack of Caleb Williams. Even as masterful as that first drive was with all the time you took up, I would allow for... That could have been a death drive, too, but
death
there was a lot
four?
Of good on...
Well,
no, there was a lot of good on that drive,
to be
actually.
Fair, I said, damn, they're all caps moving the ball versus a bad Baltimore D, smiley face. Mm, so I did go back to trying to... so Roquan stuffed
smiley
DeAndre...
Face. I know, write smiley face down in her notes.
Well, I mean, because, you know, I wanted to record my mood at the time. Roquan stuffed DeAndre Swift, 3rd and 9, the footwork is off. Kyle Hamilton is unpicked, unpicked up, Swift's man. Williams is sacked and gets an intentional grounding. 4th and 23, punt team. This is bad. The fact that the Bears couldn't get a drive sustained starting at midfield, that was my thought.
Yeah, death drive. You could have just summed it up much easier, Layla. Let me help you out. Death drive. That's
so
it.
We are all saying these things, and Ben Johnson knew it was a problem. And Ben Johnson, because he's a good and clear coach, likes to communicate with all of us. He doesn't save it for his team. So he says after the game something that I thought was interesting, not usual, not the thing that I thought I would have heard when it came to the problem with the penalties and how he wants to go about it.
You know, I think you see flashes of some explosive plays and some really good things happen. But the penalties to me is what stands out first and foremost. You know, we still have some of the pre-snap issues. There's occasional not getting lined up quite right. There's occasional not getting the motion quite right. And so that stuff it adds up and it hurts us. We get away with it occasionally, but it's just not the way you win in this league. And so I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
Okay, so there's two ways I heard this. The first time and the second time. The first time I heard him ascribing blame to the players by saying the leaders have to step up. But the second time I heard it, I felt like he was talking leaders, including me, have to get the message across. So you tell me how you heard that.
I thought he was talking about the leaders on the team.
I did too.
Like the players, not the coaching staff. Because he tried to separate those two in the comments.
I thought he sounded like an angry dad. Like, you guys aren't going to listen to me? All right. You know, you get the oldest son, you're going to need to take care of this stuff here. So I do think that that's them saying, we have drilled this. We have told you where you're going to get in trouble if there's, you know, the motion here. Or I'm talking about the penalties. So it's time for somebody else to speak up. Maybe a players only meeting, something to dissolve some of the sloppiness.
Here's what I thought about. Is I'm thinking to myself, well, this was a problem before he got here. And if he thinks this is a player issue, then holy crap. How much of this is just an actual personnel can't execute issue? And that's the scary part to me.
There's been some...
Like, when you know your personnel just isn't good enough, and the GM's not going anywhere.
In part,
he's on that LSU Texas A&M plant.
Could be saying that. You know, I've done everything I can. You guys need to speak up
here. But there's some consistency here in who's committing, especially the pre-snap penalties. You could start with the left tackle, who's been shaky when it comes to penalties. And when you win, it kind of covers that up a little bit. You know you still have to deal with it. But, hey, at least we won the game. Now, after a loss, you can point to those penalties as a specific reason why you didn't score enough points and win the game.
Also, Grody, in that Las Vegas Raiders game, the Bears were only penalized eight times for 60 yards.
Oh, see? Only eight penalties. They hadn't reached their double-digit potential consistency yet.
I say that as a joke, but here's the other issue is, you decided that Theo Benedict was the best you had out of a four-man race. You've now decided to use Ozzie Trapillo essentially as some sort of hybrid backup to Cole Kmet. Like, that's what I saw during the game when he was reporting as an eligible receiver. I like the idea of having him in to block and help, but you decided that that was the best option for your team at left tackle. So you know that, and then you factor in the false start penalties, and that's a lot. That's not even discussing what he struggled against with the left side, where I feel like it did take away a big aspect of their screen game and other things.
Yeah, I think the reason you didn't see more from the screen game is because Theo Benedict was the guy out there, and it's got to develop a certain way. That's how screenplays work. But I think the other thing is, if Theo Benedict is the best option, and we know other guys now are not even available to you, it's what we did learn is it's not going to be Ozzie Trapillo at left tackle, right?
Right. They decided you'd in rather training camp use him that as he was a right tackle.
You'd rather use him as tight end number four.
Probably.
But if he got hurt to...
Karanabagaji is not ready.
If he had gotten hurt in that game yesterday, who was going to play tackle?
That's a great question.
And me.
Ryan Bates? he's still on the
Nate
roster.
Nate Davis.
Don't do that.
He's playing ping pong.
I can't deal with that particular thought.
Do the Ravens get the ping pong tables back now? How does that?
That's a great question.
Do you get the pinball machine back?
No, I think they have to wait till they clear another week of practice.
The one at a time?
The injury reports.
They don't have time to do it right now because they got the Thursday game.
Yeah, Thursday night game.
I got a couple texters. Death Drive 9, The Reckoning. Death Drive 2, this time it's mostly personal. Death Drive.
Also,
that makes it sound a little too moving and effective.
In a world,
and these death drives are the opposite of that. They don't go anywhere.
With Ben Johnson specifically on the leaders, get it together. We know who the captains are, right? So, is that a message to Caleb Williams, or is that a message to Caleb Williams et al? Like, you tell me.
Does Cairo Santos need to air out the locker room? Is that what you're saying?
He's a captain, right?
I think
back in action. He can speak up.
And all honesty, from what I've been able to gather covering the locker rooms, Grady Jarrett has a pretty big voice inside that locker room. So it could be him. Kevin Byard.
But I feel like this is more of an offensive problem than a defensive problem. So it's got to be the offensive leaders.
We're not really talking about the defensive penalties. They had more penalties than the offense had yesterday.
Do you just yell people's names in the cadence? Is it like, Blue, Theo! Not yet, Theo!
Hot! Don't go! Yeah, whatever they have to do.
Go now, Theo, go! Hot!
I mean, that would be simplifying it.
I want to know what the people think. That's just me.
Well, excellent point, Marshall. You want to know what the people think? Let's find out. 312-644-6767. Give us a call. We're giving the phones back to you. I understand we're cooking on a pretty good edition of the meatball machine as well. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. We'll do calls next. Rahimi Harrison Grody on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We got to find a way to get in the end zone. And we got to find a way to stop the bleeding when you start bleeding. And I think I can do a better job with that, helping out and leading these guys.
That is Caleb Williams talking postgame after the Bears lost to the Ravens. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We said we were going to take your calls, so we do it now. Let's start with Kevin in Mundelein. Kevin, you're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody.
Hello, guys. Really love the show. You guys are really the voice of the fan, and appreciate listening to you every day.
Well, thank you.
Point I wanted to make is, with all the resources given to support Caleb, between rebuilding the offensive line, all these receivers, tight ends, I'm getting to the point where I'm wondering, shouldn't they consider possibly starting Bajent? I mean, this has been a disaster. The terrible decisions, mental mistakes, it's been brutal.
Thanks, man. I would disagree that it's been a disaster. It's been wholly up and down. It's been disappointing relative to a first-round pick and all that we expect out of Caleb Williams. I get that, but I'll say it again. Tyson Bajent's not a better option to Caleb Williams. Just not.
No. No.
And it's not an indictment on Tyson Bajent either.
Tyson Bajent
has done really good things. Like, it's great that he's gotten to the point in his career where he got paid to some degree, Tyson Bajent, and he's the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Not a better option than Caleb Williams.
If you told somebody that they could be an undrafted free agent from Shepherd in is that D3?
It's D3. Yeah.
D3. So D3 undrafted to making a double digit $1 million salary in the NFL, because he's at 10, right? That's a pretty big deal to me.
He's doing great.
That is an incredible accomplishment.
He's doing great.
I'm not trying to infantilize him. I'm not trying to romanticize the situation. But this is not, we're talking about the first overall pick here. a Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah. Like, this is a different discussion.
He's had a bad couple of games. There's no doubt.
Sorry, it's Division Two. I thought about it for a second. I was like, he's in the PSAC, so it's Division Two.
Oh, Division Two. Thank you.
What did you say? The what?
The PSAC, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. I covered many a team in the PSAC.
I heard what you heard, Grody.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like that, doesn't it?
It warranted an explanation.
You know what?
It's where you store it, you know?
No,
the solution is within your quarterback who starts. The solution about himself is within himself.
The one thing I'll say about this particular player, Tyson Bagent, he has physical limitations, which we have seen. I know people don't really remember. He's got physical limitations, separates Caleb Williams' potential from his potential.
We talk about Caleb Williams' arm strength. We would not be doing that if Tyson Bagent were the regular starter for this team. So that's going to be a no. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on with the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
What up?
Just want to say thanks for, you know, what you guys do. Being in New York, I kind of live, you know, and die with 670 The Score. So,
thank you.
Just kind of want to, no problem. I just want to kind of go back to, so I was down at the Commanders game a couple weeks ago, and I was driving home after the game, and I called on the overnight show, talk about, you know, the team, what you see on the field, and the energy that they brought to that Monday night game, warm-ups, everything. You know, that team looked hungry. They were hyped. They were, like, through every snap. Going down yesterday, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I was like, you know, excited. You know, like, we're going to go five in a row here. And it was a different vibe watching them. Even, like, at the coin flip, DJ Moore is already walking away from everything. Like, and I love DJ. I think he's a great competitor and athlete. But I just, like, yesterday's vibe, watching them, I knew it right away. I said, today's not going to happen. Like, it's just not going to happen. The energy wasn't there. And, I mean, look, obviously penalties came into play. You know, watching that, you know, in real time with the refs and stuff. Yeah, there was some ticky-tack stuff or whatever. But, you know, if you depended on the refs to help you win a game, then you don't deserve to win anyway.
Oh, Chris, thanks for your call. It makes me wonder how coaches would have talked about the week of practice. Like, for real, not to a sideline reporter. We had a great week of practice. But it does make me wonder about that at times like this.
Did you get any sense when you were out there that they were having a good or bad?
Neither way.
Okay.
This week, this was not a what's going on in practice week.
You win four games in a row, you get the benefit of the doubt, right?
It's true. Yeah, I mean, so some formula has, and they've made some strong, I mean, like, prior
the
to
Bears
this week.
The Bears pinball machines should still be there.
It should be there. I mean, like, yeah, for real. Like, the last two games prior to this, what were we raving about? We're raving about how good the Bears' run defense has been and how much better running the football has been. But we're a little like, okay, well, where's the quarterback? And if the quarterback can do his part, the Bears will have something special. Remember, that was what we talked about last week?
It's dead on. Yeah. It's dead on, especially without the takeaways. You need a better quarterback play without the takeaways.
You need everything better if you're not going to take away the ball at an unprecedented clip. Let's go to JoJo in Des Plaines. JoJo, you were on with Raheemy Harris and Grody on the score.
Yo-yo.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Great.
We're good.
The best.
Just on the quarterback play. I know we're hitched with Caleb for a while, and we got a grin and bear it, but I haven't heard anybody mention the fact that, you know, from the time you're 10 years old, being the best one on the field, you got to keep your head in the game, too. And it was late second quarter, and he makes a great decision to take off and run, and rips off 20-plus yards, and then doesn't have the wherewithal to get out of bounds and save a timeout so he can maybe go in and score a touchdown. What's your thoughts?
No, I think that's part of it. I think when you're watching him and understanding he can do special things, but I need you to do the fundamentally sound and basic decisions at a much, much more consistent rate than what we have seen throughout the course of this season. And you can go back to last year and some of those things as well, because he was getting, you know, treated like a body bag, you know, for most of the year as he led the league in sacks taken. I just think I'm willing to give Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams this season to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about whether or not you actually have the personnel to run this stuff, to be frank. And I don't just mean the line. And you got to spend a lot of money on that line because you don't have to spend a lot of money on your quarterback. And that's not always going to be the case, hopefully. I don't know. It's a dangerous game. And then, you know, Ozzie Trapillo is now on this team. Think about how long you've committed to him. Think about how long you should have been committed to your left tackle and Braxton Jones. Like, some of these guys have to make the team in order for this to be reasonable. Like, you've got to have your personnel come through. And
are you worried about when you say the personnel? So are you talking about the offensive line? Or are you talking about?
I wonder about the whole unit. Like, I wonder about receivers? The talent evaluation.
Specifically, though? Like, they can't run their offense?
Well, like, number one, you know, I worry about the tackle positions. Like, your left tackle is crucial in all of this. So you can't seem to find a left tackle that is on par with what you want to do. There's a reason those guys are paid so much money and they never become free agents.
Absolutely. He is definitely on the spot, right?
Let's talk about the tight end situation. You know, are the tight ends, Cole Kmet and Colson Loveland, good enough to be open enough for your quarterback to read them well enough?
Fair question.
Is your wide receiver core good enough? You know, that's the other part of this too.
I'd like to think that Roma Dunze and DJ Moore are. But
I would
like to
as well.
The tight end thing is a real concern. Like, at this point.
Because of what you haven't seen yet.
DeAndre Swift is who he is. We know that. But the room isn't good enough. The running back room. That's what I talk about when I say some of this stuff just isn't up to snuff.
Right. And Luther Burden is definitely a work in progress. And we know he got injured. We'll hopefully get an update
from
Ben
Johnson.
But,
it's a bad sign when you don't know what to do with your 64th overall pick. Who was supposed to be your left tackle, but you already decided to move him from right?
Yeah.
You talk about these things, and you know what face just keeps popping up in my head? That of the general manager.
That's what concerns me, is at some point there's a dissonance here.
We'll find out how much dissonance there is by the end of the season. I promise you.
I don't necessarily know.
I think we will, because we're going to have a bigger sample size, and we'll have the whole, we're not going to be the same team at the beginning that we are at the end. Well, at the end, we're going to know what they are.
Ruben Hippolyte was inactive yesterday, and you spent a 4th-round pick on him. You know, like, these are things that make me wonder. Coming up next, let's wonder together with Mark's partner on the Take the North podcast.
TTN.
I think Dan Wiederer can at least pick up where we leave off on this, so let's talk to him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.